Good morning. This is Teresa Sakis, and you are on our weekly Team Glacken call, where we come together, share ideas, get focused for the week. And today I am excited because we are going to be talking about how to earn the dream trip, and we're going to be talking incentive trips and how to get on those. And so as many of you know, hopefully I'm not the first person telling you, but if so, drum roll, we have the two incentive trips that were just announced for 2019. And would anybody else like to say what they were? How about that? Would anybody like to share which trips they were? Maybe you guys don't know. That's just crazy if you don't. But okay. So we have a trip on a Caribbean cruise that was announced, yay, and that's a cruise to the Bahamas, Honduras, and Mexico, and that will be actually from April 28th through May 5th, 2019, so definitely put that in your calendar. And then we have the large trip, I guess you could say the incentive trip beyond that is the trip to Greece. Now, the dates have not been announced yet for that trip, but they will be shortly. They're still figuring that out. So are you guys excited? Who's excited? Who wants to earn a trip? I'm going to let you guys go around the phone room and tell us. Who's going on a trip?
This is Stacy. I'm definitely excited. I actually look all about the Allure of the Sea. It's the Caribbean cruise, and I was checking out, like, the zip line and the rock climbing, so I was pretty impressed. Was never a fan of doing a cruise, but this looks pretty sweet, so I'm excited about that. And Greece is another trip that sounds amazing to go be a part of with Shackley.
Isn't it? It's like, who doesn't have Greece on their bucket list? That's just amazing. And cruising, yes, I was never a big fan, mainly because I just thought, well, I'm out of communication for so long. But nowadays, that is just completely different. And after watching that video, if you guys haven't had an opportunity to view the Shackley video showing the trip and what the boat looks like, it's absolutely massive, and there's everything on there to do. So it's 8 days, 7 nights. It's going to be an amazing trip, and you don't want to miss it for sure. So who else is going on it or either one of those trips? Who's going to raise their hand?
Hey, Teresa, it's Sharon. I'm raising my hand, dude. I'm on that.
All right. All right.
The cruise is awesome. Not huge for me either, but that I haven't watched the video. Honestly, my life has been so crazy with the holidays and birthdays and family, but I managed to continue like little pieces here and there and keep moving. But super excited about that part of it. I was like, oh my gosh, like they added an extra 2 days and two nights. That's freaking cool. And then going down to Honduras rather than just like all the islands, I thought was a great. I know that's not what Shackley did, probably the boat does, but still, very cool. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be an awesome trip. And then being with Shackley friends, it's amazing. And taking whoever you want on the trip, it's going to be so much fun. Who else is going? That's it? There's only going to be three of us on there?
I'm in. Both hands are up.
Who is this? I'm sorry.
It's Dorothy.
Oh, okay, good, Dorothy. All right, awesome. Get your bathing suit picked out. And I'm serious about that.
And get on the 180 plan to make that happen after the holidays.
Right. Who else is going?
Heather's going, and she's drinking her shake right now for that very reason.
All right, Heather, so you're going to be sporting a bikini, I'm hearing. All right.
We'll see. But I'll be
I love how I'm making the accountability, it wasn't supposed to be an accountability call, but now I'm making it where it's accountability that you're going and who's wearing a bikini. Or we will allow tankinis also. No, I'm teasing. You can wear one-piece suits too. That's all right. I'm just teasing. All right. Who else is going on the trip? Who's going to throw their hand up? That's it? That's all we have? Come on now. I won't make fun of you, I promise. I'm just teasing. Okay, well, I'll let you guys jump in later if there's a few of you that haven't said that you're going. So one of the things that I want you to think about is how to create a story behind that trip. So what I mean behind that, what I really started to notice is in the past when I've tried to get people, because the way that we're going to earn this trip is getting a team together who either wants to earn the trip or build a business. You know, maybe some of them don't want to go on the trip. I don't know why, but I think it's very important that you think through how you're crafting that conversation with the people you're going to be talking about. And the reason I say that is because I noticed something this past week, just in the way I was crafting my conversation and the responses that I've gotten. So you hear the conversation we just started hearing now, the imagination, the story of us in bikinis or tankitis or one pieces, what that's going to be like. And I'm sorry if there's a man on the phone, of course. You know, we can talk about your swimsuit too. But you hear the excitement and the vision and the visualization that we're creating. That's what's going to get somebody excited about the trip and versus talking about all the requirements. And we are going to talk a little bit about that so you understand it. But getting the excitement and keeping that excitement going. So I am divorced. I've been single for, quite a few years now. And a lot of my circle that I'm talking to is single. So what I have been saying to my single prospects is, hey, I'm getting a trip together of single ladies that want to go on a cruise. If you qualify two people, you may need to bring a hot man with you. That may be the requirement or not. And so we're joking about it because that is what our life is like in the circle that I'm in. And do you know that I had three women raise their hand and say, I want to go on that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we talked through what kind of bathing suits we would need to be in, what kind of some people want to lose weight before the trip, which is getting them excited. Do you know that, we're texting pictures to each other of what we would look like, who's going to be on the boat. And then what started to happen is individuals got excited and they said to me, Teresa, I'm going to go over and talk to this gym today and see if I can get you in there. And Teresa, I'm going to go, have 4 appointments a month for you to go on with me to see if I can earn that trip. And so they're setting goals because we're talking about how much fun we're going to have on that trip. And not that I can't have other individuals come with me who aren't single, but my group of people that I seem to talk to are divorced men and women because I am. And that seems to be my circle. So that's the group that I'm really creating to go with me on this trip. And so when I talk about that, can you hear the difference versus me saying, hey, do you want to earn a trip, free trip? Any comments or thoughts behind that? What kind of story would you guys create for yourself? It sounded like somebody was talking there. I'm going to stop. Did somebody have a comment?
Well, Heather wants to just say that definitely helps because I can't bring myself to say to somebody, you can earn a free trip because it doesn't resonate with me in that tone. And so I don't know how to present that because it has to resonate with you in order for you to present it meaningfully and impactfully to other people. But the way you're doing it, I can absolutely get on board with. So thank you for sharing your methodology and your enthusiasm because it's a great inspiration for me and a different avenue I can take with my circle too. So thank you.
Absolutely. And I think it is because, you know, look at where you're at. So maybe if you are a mom with small children, so maybe you get a group of mom and dads. We don't want to leave the dads out of it, obviously. And that, you know, you're telling the story if you choose. Maybe some of you are bringing your kids with, and that's what you want. And there may be a group of parents that don't want to bring their kids with. So if that's the group you fall in, maybe you could say to people, hey, I'm looking for a group of people that wants to go on a week-long trip that's leaving our kids behind, and we have the in-laws watching. And we're going to have a adults-only trip, and what goes on the boat stays on the boat. And maybe that's the kind of group that you want to create that goes with you on the trip. Or maybe it's the group that says, hey, we haven't been able to travel with our kids, and we're creating a group that we're traveling with our kids. You guys will be on the other side of the boat, I'm just telling you, because I'm going to be on the side with the no kids. But you see the enthusiasm, whatever it is that starts to motivate you, and you know that you could really, like you said, Heather, get behind, is something that you want to do to create the excitement. Because this is a long stretch, or a short stretch, whatever you want to think about, till 2019. So you got to help keep yourself and others motivated. And every time that I've earned a trip or achieved a goal, I really had a vision like that that I was really getting behind. So when I'm talking about this, is there something that comes to mind for you, what kind of vision you'd like to create with a group of people going on the trip? I'm going to pick on Sharon. Anything that's popping in your head, Sharon?
Well, I'm in the process of just changing my business. And so as you're talking, what I'm thinking is around the business thing and, you know, how am I changing my business back to be a business versus a hobby? So that's kind of where my brain space has been in the last little while. And the people that I'm bringing on to my team and the way that that's changing, like how do I use this piece as a motivator for them to grow? So learning about who they are and picking into, okay, would this be something that was exciting for you? Okay, so I want to kind of hang that out there, you know, as something,
right,
you know, like talking to them about, mm-hmm. what do you think about this? And now if that's something exciting to you, like how do we get there? So it just creates this extra movement of business and TV because you're like, yeah, you really want that. You could get this by doing this. So then we work together and using it as a really fun goal for those people who are interested in just kind of shooting for that. So that's kind of where my brain is in the moment.
And I'm not certain that I'm going to answer that question, Sharon, that you're saying, but when I think of you, here's the vision I start to create. Sharon, you're talking to a lot of people who are in gyms, who are probably fitness trainers, so wouldn't it be awesome that you guys are all on the boat doing a bunch of Zumba, and you guys have classes, and you guys just break out into Zumba all over the place. It's ridiculous. And but because you guys all are into fitness, you know what I mean? So you could create the excitement, which doesn't answer your other piece, but just the excitement that you have a bunch of personal trainers, you have people doing Zumba, you have people doing planks all over the place because everybody that you're bringing on the trip is into fitness, right? And they're instructors or, so you could start to then say, I'm looking to bring a bunch of fitness instructors, that's who I'm searching for, who want to go on this trip. Now, the reason not that you're not going to be looking for other people, the piece that it helps with, when I've been out and talking to people about this trip, so what I end up saying is, hey, you know, I'm looking for somebody who is single, that maybe they're into health and wellness. I'm also looking for certain ethnic groups, and I say to them that are interested in being on a trip. And so it's making it very clear for somebody that I'm talking to, and they can say to me, oh, you know what, let me connect you with so-and-so, because I think that that person would be a great prospect for you. Since I've been doing this in the last week, I got 3 referrals for the business just because people, I'm excited, and I'm being very clear on what I'm looking for. So it's easy for people to say, oh, you know what, I know a single mom who needs some money. Okay. And so maybe in the conversation that you're going to say, Sharon, since you're looking for people who are professional, meaning that they want to make this a full-time career, you could say, I'm looking for full-time, you know, somebody who's a personal trainer who's doing it full-time, right?
Yeah, and actually that's very true because that's exactly, I am, and that's kind of what I'm creating in some of the spaces that I've gotten, where I'm looking for health and wellness professionals, fitness professionals who are interested in that holistic wellness and who want to commit to helping everybody, helping people to be healthier and, mm-hmm. you know, making that a piece of that's who I'm looking for. And this is what we get to do as we come together as a family in that. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a fun space to work with.
And it's harder when you say to somebody, look, I'm looking for somebody who wants to earn a trip. Okay, that's pretty open. Or I'm looking for somebody that wants to earn extra money. Well, that doesn't pop into anybody's head, somebody. When you say, I'm looking for somebody who is a business owner that needs an extra stream of income, maybe if they're single, that'd be great. You know, that's my market. that wouldn't be yours, but you could add something into that. Or I'm looking for a business owner that's struggling right now and they need extra income. That helps any of your contacts really think hard. Oh, yeah, I know that girl that owns a Pilates studio who's a friend of mine. And then they can, you know, pop it in. Now, what also happens is, you know, as I'm talking to people and I'll say, do you know anybody who wants to earn this trip who's single and blah, 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 and I give my description, a lot of times they'll turn around and go, well, me. I would. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, you can come along too if you want. But I'm not putting the pressure on them right away. Unless I know it's a great prospect and I definitely want them there, I'm going to come right out and ask that question. But sometimes me just saying, who do you know that fits this category? Or, you know, where should I go to meet those types of people? Do you know anybody? Are you in any groups or anything that you could connect me to that would be helpful for me? And then they say to me, yeah, I do. But then they also mention themselves. So I'm going to stop here. Does anybody have any questions on how to use that to earn the trip or what we've been talking about or something you'd like to add about the trip? Okay, so then I'm going to change it back to what we were, since it doesn't seem like you guys have any questions. Is there anything you'd like to share in the type of group you're looking for, or did this make you think of anything?
This is Heather again. I just, honestly, I was not, I didn't really know how to approach presenting the trip notion. And so I'm really grateful for the perspective. I certainly am on board with, you know, presenting the Shackley opportunity just because Shackley is so incredible. But I didn't really know how to market this form of campaign, if you will. And so I'm already thinking about the different avenues that I can present. Some people aren't necessarily looking to create a full-time business and whatnot, but certainly interested in for a trip, so thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. And was somebody else going to add something else it sounded like? Sorry. Okay, maybe I just started talking before Heather was done. The other thing that starts to happen is when you have decided that you're going to earn a trip or any goal that you get committed to in Shackley, then people around you start to also commit and to helping you. So what was interesting to me is I was very clear to my family this weekend on what I was looking for to earn this trip. And my mother turned around and said, hey, you know, maybe you'd want to get involved in this group and maybe put a, you know, an ad in their little newspaper or go to a meeting and connect with these people. And you know what? I'll pay for that. I'll help you do that because I want to help you earn it. I've had a few other people say, boy, you seem really committed. How can I help you get connected to the people that you're looking for? So as soon as you really get committed without a doubt that you are running for this trip, then you're going to notice that other people are going to start to say in your circle, what can I do to help you? Who can I connect you with? And so I think that is very helpful in earning this when you really make the decision that you're going to commit. So if you haven't done that yet, get going. Make that commitment today or that decision, and it's just deciding because that way you don't miss any days here on qualifying for this trip. Now, any more questions on this or comments that anybody would like to add? Okay. All right. So, as you guys know, and part of the vision of this is the itinerary. So there's several stops along the way. And this is going to be 8 days, 7 nights on this trip. The last call takes you to Costa Mayo. And it is just amazing. If you have not seen the video, I would definitely make sure that you're watching that every day, so you can really stay focused on that. Now, there are some trip qualifications. You are going to need to have 200 points to earn the trip for one person. $300 will be for two people, and $600 is for two people in a one cabin, and you get $1,500 in cash, which is really nice. So decide what level you want to be at. Also have a plan B, and so that'll help in your planning piece. Well, the typical ways that we have earned trips in the past are the same ways you're going to earn this trip. It's going to be sponsoring new members and sponsoring people who want to join the business, new rank advancement, and then growing your PGV over your growth base, and then obviously developing some depth in your group. So you're going to earn points for all of those when you start to do those things. And you can go into your back office if you haven't had a chance to do that yet. There is a part that says earn during 2019. Click on that. That'll take you to all of the back office information that you need. So in part of this vision, figure out what you're going to need to do. This month alone, if you increase your personal volume or your group volume over what you did last year in January, you can earn 10 incentive points or 10, points for the incentive trip. So you definitely want to go figure out the math behind that to make sure that you don't miss out, because it may be a lot easier than you think to get those extra 10 points, and this is the time. And you can actually do that for January, February, and March. And this is the time that you want to jump on that. Don't miss those extra points that you can earn. Does anybody have any questions on that piece of the trip? Some of the mechanics behind it. Okay, no questions. Have you guys checked it out, hopefully? Okay, Sharon, I'm going to pull you in. Any questions on any of that?
You know what? The only thing I was going to check into – oh, no, actually, that was on something else, wasn't it? For my team, I'm wanting to make sure everybody has that PGV plus base and at 250 over this next 3 months, because those are some simple points they get, and that's a lot of points on on that, an easy way to go. My upline, Missy, she was talking about, one of the girls was asking some questions, and her comment back was really important, with where I have a couple of my leaders. If you get the coordinator, basically, you earn the trip. So if you're a director and you get the coordinator, you're earning the trip. So keeping your eyes on those pieces, I love how Shakti puts it all together. So I really need to sit down and just make sure I have all my numbers together. I haven't looked at it closely. I know what they were saying because I was on the call, and I know what ranks I'm looking at. So as I look at those ranks, I know that my points are going to kind of fall into that. So I like that piece that if sometimes it's harder to look at all the details and all the little numbers. If you just look at rank advancement and where you want to go and your goals, and if you have that business plan, then those kind of things just seem to fall in place rather than,
great point.
You know me, Teresa.
I'm not
a little details numbers person. So it's like that big picture kind of thing is helpful.
Well, I think you need to do both in this case, right? So I looked at the numbers. I have an idea of where I'm going, especially in what Sharon's talking about is her and I have a blue personality color. So we are not sometimes always into the details. So I've looked at that. I understand what I need to do and what I need to accomplish. And now I'm going to stay on the big picture, Sharon, because the big picture vision is what's going to get me there and keep me motivated and excited. So, and that's the piece of, the dream of what I just talked about, what the trip is going to be like and getting in the emotion behind that. But you definitely have to know at least where you're going, because then how are you going to attract those? So, right, Sharon, you got to check it out. Know, and especially if you have team members, what do they need to do? So you clearly understand and they understand what action needs to happen. And then it's a matter of just staying in touch and on with that vision that you have for what it's going to be like on the actual cruise ship. And so when Heather was on the call and I was joking about wearing, and I know she had to just leave, but, picking out your swimsuit, I'm serious about that. So part of the vision is go buy a swimsuit. Now, for some of you, that might not be this time of year. because it's not probably the best time to buy swimsuits. You might be able to get them at a discount right now, though, since it is winter. Or go online. There's many stores that you can look at online that sell swimsuits that you can look at right now. So picture that. Get it out. Also, if you do work a full-time job somewhere else and your goal is to eventually get Shagley full-time, put the time in already to take off that week for 2019. Make sure that you have that off from work or whenever you need to get that scheduled. That means that you're really committed because you're telling people, hey, I got to have this time off from work. This is where I'm going to be. And so that vision is really starting to sink into your head that you're going on this. Also, go to the cruise line. Go to their website. Check out what the rooms are going to look like. Get a feel what the boat's going to be like when you're on there. And, you know, maybe check out what the weather's going to be like. I think it's interesting, and I don't know if this cruise ship has it, but a lot of the different vacation sites, they have a live video cam. It'd probably be difficult for a cruise ship, but you never know. Check it out. A lot of times they'll have a live video cam of what's actually happening on the trip. Some of the hotels do that. So you can really get a feel for what's it going to be like when you're there. And those are the pieces you want to really clue into because you want to, you know, feel it, smell it, touch it, all of those ideas. And that's what the bathing suit gives you. So you can put that on and actually feel what it's going to be like when you're on the trip. Is there any other thing? Yeah, go ahead.
It's Heather. I did pop back on, actually. Sorry about that. And
no worries.
Even if for those who aren't ready to purchase it, even though you're right, great sales on bathing suits right now. But if you don't want to because you don't know what size you might be at that point, do the sarong. So I pulled my sarong out and I draped it over a side chair that I get to just kind of start to, you know, I've got some shelves and I'm in Minnesota now, but I used to live on the beach. And so got a little jar of shelves and sand out and my little sarong. And so it's just a fun kind of incentive that I've done for myself to keep that fun thing in the back. So even if you're not in the swimsuit shopping mode yet, sarongs are a really fun way to just put your mind in that direction too. So just wanted to throw that in.
I love it. And I also like, you know, it just popped into my head when you said that sand. I was like, oh, you know what would be really neat is if I got to get some sand and I'm going to put it on my desk a little bit, pour it on my desk, and then, you know, running my fingers through the sand when I'm on the phone calls because you're actually touching that, right, the grains. Oh, I like that. I love that idea that you said. And what I've done in the past, too, when it's a little warmer out, not right now, I'm not going to do it, but come spring, I've actually laid out on my patio when it's still cold out and, you know, did a visualization and imagine what it's like when you're going to be on that top deck, you know, having to put some sunscreen on because you're starting to burn. So you really want to get in touch with the feelings that everything is going to have when you're on that trip, and that's really going to keep you focused. Thank you, Heather. I love those ideas. That's great. Any other thoughts that anybody has used in the past to keep them tied to a goal? Anything else you'd like to share before we close out this morning? Denise, I know you're on the call. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this before we close out? I'm putting you on the spot. Sorry about that.
No, I love the idea of the visualization. I think, like you mentioned, there's many different feels, touch, smells that you can put into place. It really does help to invigorate the mind, at least for me, all the different ways that you can get in contact, whether it's, you know, touching the sand or using the sarong. I remember when we were going to Hawaii, and we had one of the girls, and she talked about decorating her room. She had like a little luau going on in her office, and she definitely earned Hawaii. It was one of her dream vacations. So I think that the more you put into it beforehand, it doesn't just happen right the day of. So you got to make sure that you're visualizing and getting in that place before you even get there. So I love all the different ideas.
Absolutely, Denise. I love it. It reminds me of when I had, there was a group of us that went to Mexico, and we had wanted to swim with the dolphins. And so that was something we got to do. But that was a big visual for me, and that was something that I'd always wanted to do. So, you know, I really tied into that. So, Denise, you're right. And also accountability. So if there's somebody that you want to partner with and hold you accountable, either for reading your affirmations, you know, working on your goals, definitely do that. Talk to your upline, talk to somebody in Shackley that you're connected with, and create accountability partners, because that sometimes can be helpful too. So those were some thoughts we had today. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. Definitely feel free to connect with your upline if you have questions on earning the dream trip. There's actually a video Shackley has right in your back office if you click on the dream trip that will tell you how to earn the trip based on what level you are at and what you need to do to earn the incentive trip. So definitely check that out if you haven't had a chance to talk to your upline and you want to see right now what you need to do. So I hope to see all of you on the trip. Figure out what bathing suit you're going to be wearing. Definitely, you know, feel free to call, get connected with people for questions. And then tonight we have our Zoom. We have our monthly meeting happening, and that will also be streamed live on Facebook. So feel free to join us there if you have any questions. So I hope you guys have a great Shackley week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.